理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve.
And I'm Esther. Today, we're talking about name brands. When you hear the name of a product, do you want to buy it? Why or why not?
So the author asks us, what's in a name? A name is very important. As people, when you hear someone's name, that brings to mind certain qualities about a person. Well, the same is true with products. When you hear a product's name, certain qualities come to mind, certain images come to mind. We'll be talking more about that today.
So open your magazines to page 30 and let's begin the reading in line 1.
What's in a name? Name brands are cool, but are they really worth the extra money? Pro. There are hundreds of them. Well-known appliances, electronics, footwear, apparel, and computers, the famous brands. They're what we call name brands. These products are not necessarily successful because companies pour millions of dollars into promoting them, though that certainly doesn't hurt. People spend money on name brand products for several reasons. 1. Quality. A name brand can't become a name brand without quality. If it's a food, the ingredients are wholesome. If it's a machine, quality parts are a must. Quality attracts customers and keeps them coming back. 2. Consistency. Over time, customers grow to expect a certain level of quality and performance from a product or service. If I'm in a foreign country and need shampoo, I'm going to buy a name brand because I know it will be good. Name brands deliver quality consistently, regardless of time or location. 3. Customer service. Admittedly, some substandard name brand products occasionally get shipped out. To deal with this inevitability, smart companies help and support customers. For name brand companies, customer satisfaction is a priority. These three qualities give name brand products longevity. And that's worth a little extra money, right?
Well, the deck says name brands are cool, but are they really worth the extra money? Now, name brands are those popular brands, and we'll be talking more about those in a minute. But you know, Esther, a lot of people believe that if they buy something that has a name brand on it, if it's clothing, and they wear it, then maybe they become a little more popular or cool themselves.
That's right, but are name brands worth the extra money? Are you willing to pay a lot more money to buy these name brands? Well, we're looking at page 30, and let's start with line 1.
Okay, we're looking at the pro argument today. People think that name brands are good, and there are some reasons why. The author says there are hundreds of them, well-known appliances, electronics, footwear, apparel, and computers. Now, let's stop there and start talking about what these things are.
Let's first look at the word appliance. An appliance is a machine that you use in the home. It's an electric machine. For example, your fridge or dishwasher or washing machine, these are appliances. So we have name brand appliances. Maybe there's some certain brands you've heard about. How about electronics, Steve?
Okay, electronics are a little different than appliances. Although appliances use electricity, I think of appliances as bigger things that you don't move very often, like you said, the refrigerator. Electronics, on the other hand, could be something like a radio or a cell phone, smaller things that can be easily moved. Also, the author says footwear could be sports shoes, it could be dress shoes, and apparel, which is another way of saying formal clothing.
That's right. If you go to a store, you might see a sign that says men's apparel, women's apparel, or children's apparel. So apparel means clothes. And our author also says there are name brand computers. So all these things, appliances, footwear, apparel, electronics, many people buy the famous name brands, the brands that you've heard about.
That's right, the well-known names. Of course, a lot of companies make shoes, but there's only a few that we all know of. There's only a few name brands that everyone knows about. Those are the name brands. Well, I want to stop and call your attention to the fact that the sentence we just studied is in our usage tip. And if you want to learn more about this sentence structure, you can look on page 31 for more examples.
Moving on, let's look at line 5. The author writes, these products are not necessarily successful because companies pour millions of dollars into promoting them. So companies are pouring millions of dollars. They're pouring lots of money. If you pour money into something, you're not actually putting money. Or usually we think of the word pour as putting a liquid in a container. But here, companies are spending millions and millions of dollars on promoting them or letting people know about these name brands.
That's right, Esther. When we're talking about money, we're talking about people or companies who are providing large amounts of money in order to make something successful. Maybe it's an advertising company who wants to promote a product. Well, these products are not necessarily successful because all of this money is going into advertising, though that certainly doesn't hurt. In other words, that's not going to hurt the product. All this advertisement, all this promotion is not going to hurt it. But that's not really the main reason why these products are successful.
That's right. And our author gives us 3 main reasons why people are willing to spend a lot of money on buying name brand products.
Okay, let's look at the right-hand column. The first one is quality. Quality. The author says a name brand can't become a name brand without quality.
The quality of something is how good it is. If something has good quality, then we know it has a high standard. So, for example, if you buy a certain brand of milk or rice, maybe you want to buy the name brand because you know that it delivers good quality.
Okay, the author says if it's a food, the ingredients in the food are wholesome. In other words, they're good for you or they're healthy. If it's a machine, quality parts are a must.
That's right. If it's a machine, the parts, the quality parts, are a must. They're very important. They're very needed. We can use this phrase, are a must, when we talk about something we really need. For example, when you go shopping, a credit card is a must. So quality attracts customers and keeps them coming back.
That's a good point, Esther. In other words, people enjoy the quality. They want to spend money on quality products. And if the product continues to have that quality, then they'll come back and buy it again, or they'll tell their friends and family members about the product, and they'll buy it. So quality is very, very important.
Well, it's time for a break, and after the break, let's come back and find out 2 more reasons why people like to buy name brand products.
Hi friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. We are talking about name brand products. If you just joined us, please open your magazine to page 30. We're in the right-hand column on line 7. Before the break, we talked about how important quality was. Quality is very important. And what's the second thing we're talking about now, Esther?
Well, the second reason why people buy name brand products, because they are consistent. So the number 2 reason is consistency. The quality does not change over time.
Good point. Consistency is the quality. Is that the quality always is the same over time? What good is a quality product if it's only a quality product for 1 month and then afterwards the company doesn't care about the quality? It's important that the quality is consistent. Over time, customers grow to expect a certain level of quality and performance from either a product or a service.
That's right. The customers trust these products because they know that these products are good products. So they know that they have a certain level of quality. It delivers good quality. And also that they perform well. So if they buy an appliance or a machine, they know that it won't just break down. They can expect it to function well.
That's right. And I like that. In line 9 and 10, the author says, from a product or a service. A product is usually something we can see and touch with our hands. It's something we can carry. A service, on the other hand, is something that other people do for you. It might be washing your car, or it might be helping you fill out your tax forms. Those are services. And the services that are provided for people need to be high quality. They need to be consistent for them to be successful.
So our example here, if you're in a foreign country, if you're in another country, you're traveling, maybe you're in Spain or in Mexico or in Hong Kong, and you need shampoo, you need something to wash your hair with, you probably aren't going to buy a product you've never heard of, especially if it's in another language. You want to buy a product you've heard of because you know that it will deliver good quality. You know it will be good.
That's right, Esther, and I think that's one reason why famous fast food companies are popular all over the world is because no matter which one you go into, anywhere in the world, you know what kind of food you'll get at these fast food restaurants.
That's right. You know that the food will be clean and that you won't get bad food and it'll probably be fresh. So name brand products deliver quality consistently. So they won't deliver good quality one day and then the next day deliver poor quality, they always will deliver good quality, regardless of time or location.
Okay, good point. So we've looked at two things, quality and consistency. These two things are important. There's a third thing that's very, very important, and that's customer service. Customer service.
That's right. Customer service is the service you get as a customer, as someone who buys the product. So for example, if I buy a computer and the computer breaks down, then I can call the customer service hotline of the name brand I bought it from and ask them to help me.
Right. Well, admittedly, some substandard name brand products occasionally get shipped out. Let's break this sentence down for a second. Now, we have to admit, we confess that this happens, even though the company is very famous. Sometimes substandard name brand products get out. Substandard means not as good as the average, below average. And when that happens, there's going to be a problem because the customer is expecting a higher quality product. So what do you do?
Well, to deal with this, smart companies help and support customers. So they have to know how they can help their customers and offer them service.
Okay. Well, to deal with this inevitability, that's a big word, inevitability. And that simply means the fact that something is certain to happen. It's always going to happen. You can be sure it will happen. It's inevitable.
That's right. You can't prevent it from happening. So to do this, name brand companies, they offer very good customer support so the customers are satisfied. The customers are content. They're not unhappy because they know that their answers and questions will be answered. So customer satisfaction is very, very important. It's a priority.
Okay, that word in line 21 is a good word to know. Priority. Priority. A priority is something that needs attention before anything else. And so companies give priority to their customers. They give them the attention that they need before anything else. Some people make a priority list of things to do, and something that's at the top of the list gets the most attention. Well, these three qualities give name brand products longevity. And that's worth a little extra money, right, Esther?
That's right. So that's why these products stay a longer time. So that's what gives the products longevity or long life. So the three reasons we talked about, quality, consistency, and customer service. That's why people are willing to pay more money to buy name brands. Well, it's time for some student interviews, and then we'll have the review skit and word bank, and we'll come back.
Hello, my name is Johnny. I think customer reputation is the main reason why name brands become name brands. It's a sense of public favor. It knows people tend to buy that company's products and return telling his friends, said, they are cool, awesome, durable, and of course, the service is genuine. One spreads out to 10, 10 spreads out to 100. Maybe someday it'll really become a name brand. So, why don't we treat ourselves better next time and buy some name brands?
I grew up in a family with a meager income, so we never had much disposable cash. However, I do remember we had some name brand products for household appliances, such as TV, refrigerator, washing machine, etc. My parents believed that these products came with a better quality and will last longer. Many of them did stand the test of time. With our financial situation, my parents also taught me how to budget the money and save for big purchases. So nowadays, I would try first generic brands for smaller things. If I'm happy with their qualities, I'll stay with them. As for items that have a bigger price tag, I'll go for name brands I trust. But money can still be a concern. So if you want me to buy anything, show me the quality first. Then we can talk about the price.
Oh, I love shopping. And look at all these wonderful brand names. But are they really worth the extra money?
Of course they are.
Oh, hello.
Hi, I'm Pro. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And I think you should buy these brands.
Why?
These are well-known companies.
Of course they are, because the companies spend millions of dollars promoting themselves.
Listen, I can give you three good reasons you should buy these brands.
I'm listening.
Number one is quality.
Quality.
No one is going to buy a product unless it is good, right?
That's true. People keep buying these products, so they must be good.
And the second reason is consistency.
What do you mean?
No matter where you shop, here or around the world, these brand name products are the same. You can trust them.
That's a good point.
Another reason is customer service.
Really?
If you are not satisfied with a product, call the company.
So, quality, consistency, and customer service. What great reasons to spend extra money. I'm buying. Where's my credit card?
Yes, buy.
No. Stop.
Ooh.
Apparel. The formal apparel store is a good place to rent a wedding gown. Wholesome. Phil only eats wholesome snacks like raisins, seeds, and unsalted peanuts. Inevitability. The inevitability of developing lung problems didn't stop my uncle from smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day. Longevity. Everyone wants to know the secret to the 110-year-old woman's longevity.
Hi, students. You're in the chat room. My name is Naomi, and this is Ken.
Hello, everyone. Today, we're talking about buying name brand items.
Yeah, so Ken, have you ever bought something that was substandard?
Substandard? Sorry, Naomi, I don't think I know that brand.
That's because it's not a brand. Substandard means below standard or falling short of what's expected or satisfactory. Look for that prefix sub, S-U-B, to either mean below or less than something. For instance, subtract is a math term meaning to take away or deduct.
Oh, I see. 什么叫做 substandard? 字首 sub 有着下面、底下、 不足、除去的意思。比如说 subtract 就是数学的减法。substandard 看到 standard 是标准， substandard 在 standard 之下，也就是劣等的。
Exactly. So can you think of any other words that begin with sub?
How about subtitles? Those are the words at the bottom of a movie screen.
Great! Or we could talk about submarines. That's a watercraft that travels below the water's surface.
Okay, but what about Subway, the restaurant? It's not under anything, so why is it called Subway?
Subway was actually named for the underground train system in New York City.Which is called a subway because it travels underneath the streets. Other cities have subways or rapid transit systems as well.
But what does public transportation have to do with sandwiches?
Well, that's a good question. The sandwiches sold at Subway are called sub sandwiches or even just subs. The sub here is short for submarine.Because these sandwiches have the same shape as a submarine.
Sounds delicious. Hey, let's go get one now.
Sounds great, but maybe you should explain this in Chinese first.
Oh yeah, that's right. Submarine 是潜水艇，也可以指潜水艇三明治，因为它的形状就像一艘潜水艇。Submarine 呢，可以简称为 sub.Let's go get a sub. 我们去买一个潜水艇三明治。那有一家连锁素食店叫做 Subway. 那这个名字是来自于纽约的 Subway 地下铁，而它所卖的食物刚好也是 subs.
Okay, students, I hope you're not too hungry as Ken and I go get a sub. See you next time.
Bye.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 apparel 这个名词。apparel 是指服装，注意它是一个不可数的名词。例如 ,Mom went to the sports apparel department to get herself some workout outfits. 妈妈到运动服装部门替自己买一些健身专用的衣服。或者是 ,All of their winter apparel is on sale now. 他们现在的冬装呢都在打折。接下来我们看的是 wholesome 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 whole 完整的这个形容词，所以 wholesome 是指对健康有益的。例如 ,Mom always prepares wholesome home-cooked food. 妈妈总是准备有益健康的家常菜。wholesome 也指有益身心健康的。例如 ,This film is wholesome entertainment the whole family can enjoy. 这部电影是有益身心健康，适合全家观赏的娱乐片。最后我们看的是inevitability 这个名词，注意它的重音在后面 bi 这个音节，念成 inevitability。它是从 inevitable 无可避免的这个形容词延伸出来的，意思就是不可避免性，也就是必然性。例如 ，The inevitability of changes in life cannot be avoided， 人生的变动是无法避免的，或者是。The inevitability of another layoff forced many employees to find other jobs. 再度裁员势在必行，迫使员工们找寻其他的工作。And now it's time for us to say goodbye. Take care and I'll see you tomorrow.
What's in a name? Name brands are cool.But are they really worth the extra money? Pro. There are hundreds of them. Well-known appliances, electronics, footwear, apparel, and computers. The famous brands. They're what we call name brands. These products are not necessarily successful because companies pour millions of dollars into promoting them, though that certainly doesn't hurt. People spend money on name brand products for several reasons.One, quality. A name brand can't become a name brand without quality. If it's a food, the ingredients are wholesome. If it's a machine, quality parts are a must. Quality attracts customers and keeps them coming back. Two, consistency. Over time, customers grow to expect a certain level of quality and performance from a product or service. If I'm in a foreign country and need shampoo, I'm going to buy a name brand because I know it will be good. Name brands deliver quality consistently, regardless of time or location. 3. Customer service. Admittedly, some substandard name brand products occasionally get shipped out. To deal with this inevitability, smart companies help and support customers. For name brand companies, customer satisfaction is a priority. These three qualities give name brand products longevity, and that's worth a little extra money, right?
Well, friends, today we looked at some of the reasons why people love name brand products. Tomorrow we're going to look at the con arguments. We hope you join us again for that. Until then, everyone here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, we have to say goodbye.
Goodbye.